They're made of cut steel sheets, welded together at the seams, then grown, inflated with compressed air, like large, vividly colored steel balloons. These playful metal objects are the work of Española-based sculptor Jeremy Thomas, and they're on display this spring at two Santa Fe galleries. I'm Spencer Beckwith, and Jeremy Thomas is with me at KUNM. Jeremy, welcome.
Thank you.
I hope you don't mind me describing your work as balloons.
No, not at all. I mean, they essentially are. They don't stretch, but they do unfold and kind of are rounded.
When you say inflate something that's steel, how do you do that?
You create a geometric pattern, seal it off like an envelope, and inject air into it. And when you do that, the material itself has to be heated so that it can expand or move.
I know that you prefer to say that these works are grown rather than fabricated or made. What's the difference there?
I create a construct, and then I allow the air to manipulate or change that construct. So as they expand with heat, they do it slowly, and it might be a 3, 8, 10 times of inflation before I get the form to feel like it has some tension in it. And so that suggests to me that they're growing. It's a process of growth and development over time.
Also, that outcome is not predictable.
Not always. I like to allow the material to be part of the dialogue. I don't have to dictate everything that happens to it. It likes to do certain things naturally on its own and allow it to change and modify however its natural tendency is. And it's nothing that I need to try to control.
A big part of the appeal of these objects, as far as I'm concerned, is that disconnect between two wildly different elements, metal and air.
Yeah, one is this very rigid, tangible thing. We see it as something that's man-made and geometric. And really, steel is very organic. Iron is very organic. And we use it in construction and we use it in buildings and things like that. So we kind of see it as this big, rigid structure. And air itself is such a non-tangible thing, but we all experience it every day. So I want to play with both of those and allow that air to manipulate the forms in the steel and show that tension and show that softness and show that organic nature.
These vivid colors, red, orange, yellow, green, are familiar to us from commercial use.
I like to draw directly from everything from agricultural equipment colors, tractors and implements, to cosmetic colors that are used in nail polish, to colors that are used in the automotive industry.
Do you find, Jeremy, that visitors to your work like to touch it?
There is that impulse. I think any good sculpture, you have a desire to touch it because sculpture really is a tactile experience. They're smooth and shiny and you want to see what they're made out of, and people will walk by and kind of knock on them slightly. And sometimes that physical touch is the only way that they know how to respond to them.
Colorful inflated steel sculpture by New Mexico artist Jeremy Thomas is on view this spring in Santa Fe at both the Center for Contemporary Arts and Charlotte Jackson Fine Art. Details and more from Jeremy at KUNM.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.